You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Black Men Podcast. That's right. You want to be heard in the black man's world? Simple, they're complicated. Just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families, restructuring communities. To wake up and see, only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory.
They bring the big three back to Charlotte. I guess Charlotte didn't treat them too well. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know neither, man. That would have been fire. I'm planning on taking the boys to Florida though.
Okay.
To Orlando to catch the big.
Do you think the big three is kind of elevated a little bit this year?
Or just, hold on.
Or just a lot of drama.
You're now tuning into the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
Oh, this dude be cutting the camera on and you be chilling. I might have violated. I'm not gonna violate myself. But I could have just violated.
I would have cut it out.
Trey Dot is who I am.
See, now tune in to a new episode of Black Male Podcast. Oh, we both got our shades on. He always wear his, but me, I can't. The light is fucking with one of my eyes because one of my kids injured me playing basketball.
Okay, he wants to give his reason. I ain't had no sleep, so my eyes are watery and I'll be scratching and rubbing them. So
okay, see, there we go. But you don't always wear your shades. I don't really wear mine.
No, them days I'll be flexing.
Okay.
Today is
a normal necessity. Fucking flex day.
No, they said a normal flex.
Oh, okay.
Because if it was a normal flex, I would have had the Gucci's on.
I feel you.
The Burberry's.
I feel you. Now we naming brands. I could name my brand too, but I'm not. We're going to continue on.
Because you'll do it next time. Let me get my drip.
That is a fit act. Shoot, but let's go back to that topic. Yes, Big Three is getting a lot more shine. And you know what I have to say is the reason because? Mike Beasley. Good. Mike Beasley is bringing a certain type of shine to the Big Three because of his antics on the court, the way he's busting ass on the court, and they got a little podcast they're doing with Dwight Howard, Ice Cube, Beasley be on it, and then they rotate a person in and out every episode.
I never watched the whole episode.
Me neither. I haven't watched the whole episode either, but it's good. It's the parts I've seen, the clips are been
the crazy thing. Good. This is the same Beasley. It's just the world is more prepared for him now.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know if he was this extreme.
And I think
he's
more comfortable with himself a little bit more, too.
Well, he's saying all kind of crazy shit.
Right.
And it's okay. Even Ice Cube is like, oh, my God.
Yo.
This guy, man. He want to play Melo one-on-one, though.
Melo go bust his ass, man. Leave Melo alone, bro.
Well, in a game of one-on-one, somebody has to lose, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think in some of those one-on-one games, people we think will win will lose sometimes.
I mean, of course,
it's like if you say, it's like if you say, all right, Melo and T-Mac 1-on-1. People that are fans of Melo are going to say Melo.
It'll be Melo at this particular moment because T-Mac is out of shape.
Well, T-Mac has a bad back, too, so I don't even know if he can play. To tell the truth,
he think he can, the way he talks sometimes.
Yeah, but
I say Mike B's better leave ISO Joe alone. ISO still hooping. Now, they had a good back and forth in the Big Three when they was playing against each other. But ISO was getting whatever he wanted to get.
Well, the difference I see is ISO Joe basically ISOs you with fundamental basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Beasley is doing all kind of weird shit with the ball that might be a travel, might not be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Joe Johnson's just treating like a game.
And shoot over top of you.
Yeah, he does
I'm
real
stronger basketball. Than
Joe
you.
If you wanted to, just like saying when you work out with your son, if you wanted to show them how to carry themselves in one-on-one situations and get a bucket, an efficient
that's
bucket.
That's what we do now.
Joe Johnson.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Watching Mike Beasley going to get you put on the bench.
Quickly.
Coach is going to be like, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know, man. In this era, shit, they might.
Nah. Unless you're a superstar that can drop 40 a game, you're not getting away with that Beasley stuff.
That long, because Beasley do that long Euro where it looks funny, but it's not.
Yeah, but you don't.
It's long.
You almost got to play it in slow motion to see if it's a travel or not. Because you can't just quickly be like, travel, because it might not be.
Nah.
Because his footwork is pretty.
It's complete. Yeah. The boy has it. The problem with Beasley is he has a complete game. He just was a head case. And sometimes certain systems aren't for you. Going to Miami was not for him. I think that was a bad place with the type of players that they had at the particular time. And him being there, it just wasn't right. Now, he did say he was more efficient in Miami because he actually worked on his body. He said, I did the LeBron James workout, and he was like, I was 2% body fat. He said, I never got injured. So I felt
crazy.
Good. He
that's
was like, he said the problem was is he felt too bulky, though. So he wasn't saucy.
2% is crazy.
Right.
That's like none.
None. That's like no body fat.
But also the problem with a person like Beasley is if he's your third or fourth option, he can't be effective.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? He's like this.
Because
like,
he's more of a second option than anything.
Yeah, but no team was really giving him a second option chance.
He did great in New York.
He wasn't no second or third option. He just got in the game and it was just like, fuck it. He can score, so if he gets the ball, whatever.
Right.
But he wasn't even a second or third option. He was just, let's take a chance on him because he can get buckets. Okay. A guy like him, he's not a volume shooter,
no,
but he has to have his touches. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing with a lot of young people, as they go from levels, they have to learn. Like in summer league, this is why summer league is so distracting, because somebody can average 30 points a game in summer league, and a person will be like, oh, man, he should be in the league. Bro, if you average 30 points a game in summer league, when you go up to the pro,
right,
they're telling you don't shoot. Because you're not going to go on a team with LeBron, Luka, and all these dudes. When are you supposed to get shots? They want you to play defense. They're going to want you to make key passes. They're going to want you to make key stops.
Everybody plays a role.
Open shot. Yeah.
And a lot of these players can't.
That's the simplest way to say it.
And a lot of these kids can't handle coming off the bench. I ain't never come off the bench my whole life.
It's different. That's why I say to people, you're getting all hype of these big stats in summer league. The dudes that get put on a team are them guys that's down for loose balls.
Right.
Getting key steals in the passing lanes,
that
rebounds.
That boy with the Spurs, clamping up everybody.
Yeah.
That boy with the Spurs, he scored 2 points.
But you heard his name the whole game.
Whole game. He was, his rotational defense, his face-to-face D, his off-the-ball defense. Like, he blocked an alley-oop. He act like he was approaching a person on the alley and then faded and blocked the alley.
Bro, he blocked 3 shots in 30 seconds.
Bro, he was going crazy.
You know how this did block 3 shots in 30 seconds?
That boy he really trying to be on the squad.
That's how
son.
You make the team, though.
Yep.
He can average 4 points a game. Nobody cares. We're not getting you to shoot. So Dylan Harper has 16 points in 17 minutes.
He did.
They talking about he's on a minutes restriction. That nigga was out there just getting it. I was like, damn, he looked like he don't belong there.
He's just getting to it.
They're like, Cooper Flagg at 31. Yeah, but he shot every God, he was shooting.
All right, because I got on the list about summer league, so I'm glad you even brought that up.
He myself was like, yo, I ain't hating. He did get 31.
Right.
But he had the greenest light I ever seen.
The greenest. You know why? Because his confidence got shot a little bit playing against Bronny. Bronny D'd his ass up so that they was like, yo, bro, next game, shoot. Everything that comes your direction. I don't give a fuck what's going on.
There's two things I say about the Bronny thing. Bronny is actually a good defender.
Yes.
And this is a side note to what I'm trying to say. When Bronny first came in the league, people wanted to argue me because after I cracked my little jokes, I would say, I said, Bronny, I compared him to like Deuce McBride with the Knicks, right? Mm-hmm. Not as far as talent, but as far as necessity getting on the court. I said, if he focuses on defense, he'll be a bigger, taller Deuce McBride. He's taller than Deuce, and he's stronger.
Right.
If he locks in on defense, you're going to have to play him.
Yeah.
Because he can defend.
He said that. He said out of his mouth. He said, my focus is going to be on defense.
But when I said that to some people, they wanted to argue with me. I said, bro, this has nothing to do with you thinking he trash or he not trash. He's athletic enough to become a good defender.
Right.
Now, with Cooper Flagg, Jason Kidd messed around and said to the media, he's going to try Cooper Flagg at the point. Mm-hmm. Now, if you remember, he tried it with Giannis before.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fail. Epic.
Yes, it did.
And this is going to be epic fail. Because Cooper See, this is the difference. And you
Cooper
so
said
you
out of his mouth. He don't know if he can bring the ball up the court, Pat, to make it to half court. He said it out of his fucking mouth.
Oh, I'll help him. No, you can't. People think a tall guy has handles because they can get a rebound and go coast to coast.
No.
Bro, I ain't played in forever. I can go coast to coast with the ball just dribbling. Nobody's in my way.
I'm going to keep it a band, bro.
When you put pressure on him, he's like, oh, shit.
I'm going to keep it a band, bro. As soon as I get the ball, I can bring it up the court. I can do the same thing. But if a defender come, I'm getting that out my hand,
you
bro.
You ain't got to come. I can see your eyes cut my direction like I think you're going to come. Sir, listen. Listen. Yo, bro, listen. I used to handle the rock. I promise you. I want no smoke. I don't do no two dribbles in a spin. I'm doing none of this.
Bro. Yo, it's funny. I'm teaching Lil Sean, right, working with him, coming up the court dribbling. Coming up the court when you see a defender. And I tell him, I said, bro, if all else fails, pass that shit to your mans that's coming over here. There's always going to be someone over here.
You see what's starting to happen to Caitlin Clark? That little push-off
ain't working no more, dog. Everybody is hip to it.
Yeah,
she's
man.
Still hooping though, but
nah,
still hooping.
These are just jokes, but I'm not comparing players. But I say this: all of the fanfare she got last year and how she played last year,
it got real light.
It got light, but what she did doesn't even compare to what Paige Beckers is doing right now.
Nah, Paige is playing.
Sure,
but we knew. I guess us, we knew Paige was gonna be nice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We watched her in college.
Just no surprise.
Crazy. It was no surprise with Paige.
But I'm fascinated because that Dallas team was.
For me, it was surprising for Caitlin Clark. I didn't see her being this good in the league. Like I saw her being okay because she was okay in college, but she was on a team that was ready built for her. When she got to the league, I was like, oh shit, like this is what they needed. But Paige ain't nothing to fuck with out this.
From a statistical sharer.
That white girl ain't nothing to fuck with.
A statistical sharer as I am. Mm-hmm. And I can say when Angel Reese is 38% from the field, mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark is 27% from three.
Yep.
Now, my problem is when I post that, it's somebody that wants to leave me a comment this long about the good things she's done. I'm like, bro, I don't care.
Don't give a fuck.
27% from three is bad.
Shooting too much. You need to put that shit away, man.
She's shooting from too far.
Come up a step.
That's like, oh, shit, she's trying to guard me, so I'm going to shoot that bitch from out here. And all of the other players have stepped up.
Yes, they
do. To where they don't need her to do that superhero
shit. No, they don't.
And you got two white girls coming off the bench that play like fucking Dennis Rodman.
They ain't nothing to fuck with. And they'll beat
you. I don't know what happened with these girls this year. They are ready to fight.
One of them pretty than a mug. She still beat your ass.
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, both of them are kind of okay. They both have taken some interesting pictures.
They have.
You know, I don't know how I've seen them. They just pop up on the timeline. You know, they, I ain't like I look for them, but hey, brother.
But they get balls, son. They can hoop.
Yo, say, and Sophie Cunningham, they're pimping her as a gorgeous girl.
Yep.
Some but of that stuff is like,
the
whoa.
W is finally doing what I've been saying for the past 5 years. Promote these players. Promote, utilize their social media, utilize their YouTube.
You think they had the right players to promote 5 years ago?
Yes. They had better skill players, I think.
They're not really promoting the skill ones, though.
No, they're not.
They're promoting Sophie Cunningham.
I mean, they're promoting a lot of the other girls, too, but I get what you're saying.
They're promoting beauty. That's why they do the walkway thing.
About time. Because at first, it was just the Los Angeles team that did that shit.
Yeah, because they used to come with the drip.
They used to come with the drip all the time. They was the only team.
They're not winning now.
Now, the rest but the other teams are now following suit.
Well, I think, and I'm thinking out loud. Mm-hmm. This might not have been that. They might not even be thinking, calculating like I'm thinking. That might have been the test market.
Okay.
Let's try it with the Aces because they're the team that's dominant right now.
Mm-hmm.
They got a couple attractive women. They into fashion. Let's try it with them, see how it works. And right. It worked, and it's like, okay,
you gotta
we're doing this with everybody.
You got to utilize what you can utilize to get
I like
people
it. I like
to get
the
runway
thing. If you like fashion, just watching the girls right. come in, some of them goofy as hell. Some of them be wearing
some
fly shit.
And then the games be good because it's intense. The referees don't call a lot of fouls. If they continue this direction, the sport will grow, especially with women's baseball getting ready to start up soon. With the MLB stepping in with softball, with that getting ready to start up soon, I'm telling you, if they continue the route that they're going, well, baseball is a whole different monster.
As long as they stop complaining about the pay scale publicly, man, I'm good.
Right.
I don't want to hear no
They
more.
Be wrong, though. And that's the crazy thing about
their justification for that is just fucking ridiculous. percentage of market share and all that.
Right.
You're going to lose that. Because if you think you're not getting a percentage of the market share, you are bugging. Y'all ain't getting selling
just,
no tickets.
I just wish they would stop comparing it to the men's game.
You can't.
Don't compare it to the men's game.
How?
Men's game been around a lot longer. The game is a lot different. It's a lot faster. These guys are stronger. It's the entertainment value is a lot different. Compare yourself to yourself and take the progressions as you go. That's what I think.
On paper,
I wish I had the bread to buy a team. I would love a WNBA team.
On paper, the only team I think could even question market share would be the Indiana Fever.
Right.
Because they sell out every game, which is weird to me. And my partner's out there. He does, you know, the journalism for them. And they sell mad tickets, mad merch.
They only just started doing that shit since the old girl got here.
It's still a conversation. It don't matter if it just started yesterday. They're the only ones that's really consistently selling mad tickets every game. And the thing, even with that, but you I have to wait and see if it has lasting power.
I think revenue across the board has gone.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When it comes to the teams.
It has, but not like theirs. Theirs went up way more than everybody else's as far as spiking up because nobody was paying attention to Indiana Fever until she got there. I mean, right. The reasons that it caught on had nothing to do with basketball, but it don't matter. Ticket sold, ticket sold.
Right. That racist shit is deep in America.
It's corny. Even white people don't like it.
Right.
As a matter of fact, a lot of white people don't even like Caitlin Clark.
Nope.
They like Paige Beckers is it. She is. Better personality. Her teammates love her. When her teammates be ready to get into a fight, Paige will walk in the middle smiling and defuse it, keep her players out of trouble.
Yep, she does.
Yeah, she's cool with the coach. Man, listen, man.
It was something I was looking up real quick. I was trying to find, see if I, because I think I started following her. I just realized that Raleigh has a female semi-pro league. I literally just found that out. Didn't even know it.
That's a lot of layups being made.
I started following them.
A lot of missed layups.
Nah, they pretty good, though.
No, I'm just saying we'll give it a finish.
That nigga's a clown sometimes, man.
Well, I'm going to pay my money to go see a bunch of women miss layups. I was like, oh, you foul for that. And the girl sitting right
wild.
There. Yeah.
He does that shit a lot. And be right. That, this is probably bad. I ain't going to say it. Because it kind of... See why he don't even
Gil represents my theory, man.
His own daughters, man.
But he represents my theory.
He got daughters that hoop, and I don't see him talk about them at all. Son.
I mean,
at all. He started talking about his youngest son.
But a lot of people still don't respect women's basketball,
right?
And it's crazy that you don't when you got daughters that are nice. Though.
That's nice. One in a W, I think.
No, she ain't in
WWE. Not yet.
There's like no doubt.
She's going to be there.
She'll make a roster.
Right.
But then again, I don't know, man. They just, yo, you know what? It's the most crazy. The date of, I think, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
If you keep a woman on the roster, you have to pay her for the full season. And if you cut them, you don't have to pay them anymore. Several players got cut yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And one chick from the Minnesota Lynx, I remember her from college. She was I think she was Native American. She kind of chubby.
Uh-huh.
She got a three. And she just got there, and they cut her.
That's weird to me.
The system is wild, and it's economic. They just start cutting people.
Right. It's the team is called the Raleigh Aces. That's the okay.
Not a bad name.
No, they the 2024 WABA champions. So they won last year.
No, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I knew nothing about it. Nothing about that. All the way to a game.
Your man. Me too. Your man posted it on his page. You know, buddy I got into it with. What's his name? Jay Cook.
Y'all didn't get into it, man.
Jay Cook.
Y'all the same person, bro.
Which I thought, we a lot different, but I get what you're saying.
Y'all the same person. I'm telling you, y'all the same person.
He posted it on his luxury page that he has.
Yeah, that's, yeah, the lifestyle brand.
Yeah, lifestyle brand. I think it's a cool page. So I you know, I follow it. I've been following.
That's why I shared. Y'all is the same person.
We're not the same person. But
You just want to be contradictory.
I'm not, bro.
I'm gonna tell you why in two words. But go ahead.
But I went to the page and I saw it and I responded. I said, "Yo, I did not know that they had a team. That Raleigh had a team." So I went to research the team. I looked on their social media. I looked on a couple of things. They don't have, they, you know, and it's ran by two. I think they husband and wife. I don't. Maybe brother and sister tandem. So they ran by two black people. Which I think is super duper dope. And I want to really like dive in and check out more information about the squad and stuff like that and the league, because I was checking out the schedule. So we might need to check out a game, bro. Go out and check out a game, see what's shaking.
I want to see what they got going on.
Yeah. I think we should do that. But go ahead, man. Express why me and old boy. And once again, I don't have no issue with Buddy. But I don't like to be compared to nobody.
Though, see, you know that's not what I meant. But for the sake of the show, I'll let you do that. He know that ain't what the fuck I'm saying. For the sake of the show, I need to learn how to relax. Because he just do shit. I'm doing too much. No, I'm saying y'all both the same nigga, man, because both of y'all niggas is highly intelligent, and then y'all be on some tough guy shit when it ain't needed, yo. And it's hilarious, because I be laughing at both of y'all, man, because if both of y'all was in the same room, y'all niggas would, I ain't even saying poor, y'all niggas would love each other, yo. I'm telling you, both of y'all niggas is some good people.
I mean, yo, he did a great job on the pod when we had him on.
Yes,
and
both of y'all.
And I would have him again. Both
of
y'all,
I know it. That's why I said y'all both the same person, because neither one of y'all is even mad, but both of y'all got to act like, you know, you are halfway. But it's fucking stupid, man. Because even after I seen him, he was like, yeah, man, I ain't really got a problem with Buddy, man. I don't know, man. I said, nigga, I don't even care. Y'all the same dude. He be doing that shit sometimes, too. Somebody trigger him. He just be all off the wall. And I'd be like, oh, this guy on social media again was some bullshit. Then the next day, he be like, oh, I ain't mad at the guy.
I just said talking, it. Yeah, having a conversation.
That's why I said, y'all the same.
Right, okay.
If he walked in there, that nigga laugh and shake your head.
Yeah, same thing here.
That's why I said y'all the same. I don't mean y'all the same. Like,
I'm glad.
You niggas are twins.
I'll say this. I'm glad it stopped when it did.
It was going to stop anyway.
Because it felt for a quick minute, I wasn't going to let it. But it felt like it was going to go far in words.
Nah.
And then I want to cut that off.
It wouldn't have went that far. Y'all had one more time.
Because you would go step in.
Yeah. Both of y'all like brothers, man. It's like, yo, you like my brother and he like my cousin I just found out I'm related to. Nobody want to hear that shit, man.
Right. Right.
Nah, man.
But
sometimes it's healthy.
Sometimes it is. Yeah, healthy, you know, debate. Mean? I think a healthy debate.
Bro, like,
and what
bro.
We were talking about was some bullshit. What we was debating about was some pure bullshit.
That wasn't a good one.
It was pure. We could have had a way better debate on some other
well,
shit.
The problem I had with it is both of you had a point that wasn't expressed within it.
No.
So the argument made no sense because you're mad at me and you don't even know how I feel. Right. Like, I was bullshit.
Right.
And, like, you're serious about this topic and I kind of not. Right. I said some shit, though, but evidently it triggered you.
Right.
I really don't want to, but I can't.
But I'm going to keep going.
Because I can't apologize in a thread. Well, if I you know, if there's a misunderstanding, I apologize. Like, nobody's doing that in a thread.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just
And I know I'm a troll. So it's like, like you said, I really don't give a fuck. I'm just really here for conversation. But now it's going on and on. Let's continue.
Nah, but he was big on that topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's no way of you knowing that, though. No. Certain topics people are big on. Like, he's into the finance side of things.
Then I end up being, part is, and the asshole in me wanted to go back to the threat because I end up being right. The target numbers dropped dramatically. They still struggling. They put out their own fiscal year numbers and was highly impacted by the fucking boycott.
True. But yes, at that moment, neither one of you know which was gonna happen. It was just both of you making an assumption.
And even in the conversation, I was saying that. I was like, we have to sit and watch. Let's see what it do first before we say it ain't going to work.
I mean, that's not always how things go.
Right. And that's what happened.
I agree with it. But some people will say that change was a small change that really didn't affect the bottom line.
But it did.
And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Even if you're going to say it didn't affect the bottom line, it still made a message.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if we fight and you don't hit me one time and I tap you in the jaw and it didn't hurt, I still hit you one time.
You still hit me one time.
You know what I'm saying? You still going to say, but that motherfucker
think
hit
about
me,
it,
man.
Even on our pod, we discussed the Dollar General piece. At that time, the Target piece, Target came out and said how much it affected them and how they may have made a misstep by following the government's DEI breakdown. Now, did they relinquish any DEI shit? Small stuff. And I think the sad part is, even with all of it is we have intelligent black people arguing about some shit that we should not be arguing about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We should not be arguing. Him and I should not have been arguing on either side of that issue until, and we instead we should have been watching and learning. The problem with us as a people, bro, we will fucking fight each other tooth and nail about some shit that affects us in a negative manner and sometimes in a positive manner instead of just sitting down and watching. I think this is the, and I kept saying myself, this is the era of us sitting down and watch. DEI was never really about us from the fucking jump.
But we fight the wrong. We fight the wrong.
We fight the wrong battles every fucking time.
We fight
time.
The wrong battles, yes. And a lot of times we base our aggression,
yep,
on misinformation.
Information. Yep.
You know what,
yep,
I'm saying?
Like, DEI, like, was never about us.
No, it wasn't. But even in life in general, and I think we talked about this on the podcast before. I can't remember. We talk about so many different things. I think a lot of times it's great that so many of us are knowledgeable on so many topics.
I agree.
But a lot of times we'll read up on something,
right,
and it's almost like a Bible thumper.
Yes.
You got this new information now, so now you want to talk to everybody like they're stupid,
right,
because you know these numbers,
right,
and what usually happens within the fiscal year, right, within this industry. So, right, you want to make it applicable to everything. No, I study this all the time. No, nigga, you just learned it like last year in class. And you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you got some dope information.
Right, you do.
And,
right,
it's applicable, right, but it's not definitive.
No.
It's like you and I could talk about hip hop, and we could sit there all day, mm-hmm, and talk to a young person and be like, "No, that never works." Yeah, he might be the first person to make that trash work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I've personally said that about some shit and watched it work.
Now you can, and you can, like, you can say history has proven that doesn't work. Maybe you're gonna do something that nobody else has ever done.
Right.
But be aware that what you're doing has never been done before.
Right. First, I want to say this, Cook. Got to get back on the pod, bro. You got to jump on.
Well, that's nothing.
We're going to figure out. But we got to do it in person, though.
That ain't nothing to figure out. He living on Nightdale.
Oh. This nigga around the corner. The whole time he around the corner.
He lives in Nightdale.
The whole time he around the corner from me.
I got niggas, man. I know niggas.
So, yo, we're going to bring Cook on the pod, man.
We can actually have a nice rotation of guests, man. I know niggas, man.
I got a few, too.
Niggas fuck with Unks, eh?
Oh, you embracing the Unks shit?
Yeah, what the fuck you mean?
I ain't embracing that shit yet.
But see, you younger than me though. You still acting like you holding on to something. These married niggas kill me holding on to shit, yo. Like, like, go home and sit down with your wife and watch Family Feud or some shit.
Nah,
yo.
I ain't watching no Family Feud, but I do be sitting down with my wife.
Yeah, y'all niggas be getting on my nerves.
Yo, you know,
all y'all married niggas acting like you holding on to something. Oh man, I got a couple gray hairs. I hate it.
I hate them shits, though.
Fuck these grays.
I hate them.
Y'all niggas is
shit. I got gray hair on my chest. That shit look wild, son.
No, it sounds that wild that you just told me wild. That.
I know.
Son, this nigga talking about his titty. He talking about his nipple hair,
about
son.
My nipple hair, son.
This nigga got, this nigga said he got gray hair on his nipples, say. Yo, say. Whoa. Pause.
Oh, that's shit. A good one. God damn. All right, man, I digress, man.
Oh,
I'm not
man.
Fucking with this nigga, man.
That's my
Yo,
guy.
Does potential carry more weight than actual production in college sports in general?
In theory, it does at this point. You can play 4 years and be Biggest Player of the Year for 2 years and don't get drafted.
Right.
And they'll draft somebody that was a freshman that had 6 points a game.
Right.
But he has a 8-foot wingspan.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been proven because the guy that played for St. John's, that was Biggest Player of the Year, he wasn't even drafted.
Right, right.
But they'll draft somebody from China that averaged 2 points a game that got an 8-foot wingspan.
He did only average 2 points a game, but he looked good in summer leagues. So.
I mean, he's not the best example because he actually does look okay. Like, I don't know why he wasn't playing.
I don't know what the fuck was going on.
He's a great passer. He threw some crazy bounce passes, bro. Those –
Yo.
Those are NBA level bounce passes, bro. Yes. In traffic. That's Joker. Traffic. Bro. Joker all day. So that was.
And blocking shots on the low post.
Good example in theory, but that particular person actually is skilled.
Actually skilled.
But that's my problem with the draft. Even with the WNBA to a certain level.
I'm tired of them with their draft.
You know, the WNBA draft is crazy because these first round picks are getting.
Their draft should be once every other year.
And with the WNBA, there's some girls that did a podcast segment on it, and it was built on hate, though. Mm-hmm. And one came back and apologized. They were talking about Haley Van Leet, right? Mm-hmm. Because her social media presence is so large. Mm-hmm. They were saying these girls with social media presence that large have to make a team. Mm. Whether that's true or not, it's hard to say. Because most of the players with large social media followers coming into the league can play.
Right.
And you can't tell me that Haley Van Leet isn't good enough to play in the league.
You see, people got an issue with old girl being on the NBA 2K cover. Angel Reese.
Who they want to put on with that?
They got an issue with that, saying that she should not be the cover player on the on the NBA 2K cover.
Who should?
Hey, I don't know. They got an issue with that.
Who's more marketable than her in the WNBA right now?
Outside of
Paige Beckers.
Oh, you ain't even saying Caitlin?
Caitlin's not marketable like Paige. People love Paige.
Oh, it's all marketable. Okay.
People love Paige Beckers, bro. Yeah. I'm not going to downplay it. She lights up a fucking screen.
Like a boy. Like a strong chin fella.
I'm just trying to have an intelligent conversation with this guy, yo. I'm sorry. You hear this guy? You got to have the good cop, bad cop shit, but this guy is just too much
bullshit,
bro.
My bad.
She does look like a boy.
Does. A strong chin fella.
Her face is strong.
Strong as fuck.
She locks in. She must lock in. Y'all about to have some rough love.
I'm not fucking.
She's a dick ass.
We were supposed to be doing good cop, bad cop. I was bad cop. You were supposed to change it.
No, you was right this time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But I'm saying, I mean, you going to put Paige Beckers on the cover and she's a rookie?
Right.
I mean, you're not going to
do that. They always do more than one cover.
Well,
Asia Wilson was already on one. She was already on one.
Then that's
why. She was on last year's.
Then that's why. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, you got the chick Nafasia Collier. She's dope. She can hoop.
Yeah, she can hoop.
But I don't think she's marketable. I don't think anybody's ever heard her have a conversation. Mm. And sometimes it's the team you're on. They're selling games. Angel Reese is popular, man. I don't have a problem with it, bro. I just don't. I just think some people just want to hate Angel Reese so bad. I never wanted to hate her. I just wanted to play better. And she is playing better.
She's playing better, yeah. All right. But you're right about the initial topic. I think even in college football, especially with all this NIL, I can't wait to see how now.
You think it's a problem in football as well?
Yeah. I think really? In football, yeah. I mean, shit, that shit was shown with old boy in my book.
With who?
With Deion's son.
You think he was overrated?
Huh?
You think he was overrated?
I don't think he was overrated, but I think he was definitely highly hyped, and then. The fall from grace was real.
You think playing under his father was a detriment, or you?
No, I would never think.
You think it was a positive? Or you think it was a neutral?
I think I might say neutral. I think I'll never say a person playing for their dad is a bad thing, especially when his dad is winning.
Career wise, no, you know something.
I'll never. I don't give a fuck.
This is a disappointing moment for the Black Male Podcast.
Okay,
I agree with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I really don't want to agree with this nigga
today.
We don't do that shit at all. And I don't even want to fake like I don't, because I'm neutral. Because I feel like Shedeur Sanders is an NFL quarterback.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How good of an NFL quarterback he is, I can't predict.
No one can be able to predict that.
You know, they got some highlights where he's throwing some amazing throws.
The boy look good.
But he's throwing them against the backups. I want to see him play He deserves to play. To me, I'll say that, though. He deserves to play.
From what I'm hearing within the camp, because I do know some people, that shit is done personally to not, because they know he's going to look good. They don't want to eat crow. I think that team doesn't want to eat crow. But the owner is like, you could get rid of one of these old niggas.
But that's called paying your dues, though.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not mad at that. I don't want him to play his rookie year. I don't think in football, I don't think it makes sense to play. And niggas always want to argue me on this. I'm like, yo, when did you start watching football? Rookie quarterbacks get beat the fuck up, man. The
problem is this, though, Dot. That boy that they picked over him, he's not good.
But that's another problem.
He's not
good. See, that's my issue with some people, too. It's like they defer from the topic. The topic is, I don't think Shador should have to play his rookie year.
Right.
Now, if it's a choice to where Flacco gets hurt or Flacco just retires and says, look, I'm tired of playing.
Right.
And it's a choice between him and the other guy, I mean, you got to play him. The other guy's embarrassing. Matter of fact, no. If I'm the coach, I'm playing that other bum-ass nigga.
Pick it.
I'm playing him.
I'm playing the bum. Yeah, Pickett going to be gone.
I'm playing the bum that I didn't want.
Yep.
And as soon as he starts messing up, I'm looking up wherever box he's at. You picked him. You picked this nigga.
The GM. You picked the GM.
You picked this nigga.
Yeah. We're going to keep playing him.
Well, yeah.
Because he's trash, I'm going to
play him at least
he's
two games.
He's not good,
not
bro.
More. I'm going to play him 1.5 games.
He's not good, bro.
But it might backfire. You could put that nigga in the game and he just be lit.
He might. He might fuck.
They gonna
last.
It's like when Cooper Rush was winning all the games with the Cowboys. Then he played the Eagles.
Fuck this
pumpkin. That nigga turned into a pumpkin.
And now where is he?
Hey, fly Eagles fly. He got cut.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Where is he?
He gonna be on the Eagles?
We need another backup.
He's a good backup.
Yeah, we need another
but
backup.
But you can't play him for 7 games.
You see Pickett. Pickett got mad. He left. We played him at the end of the damn season.
Damn, no bum.
We played him at the end of the Super Bowl. He won a chip, and he was like, man, I'm going to try to go win somewhere. Then go to the Browns, thinking, oh, yeah, Flacco, I'm going to get an opportunity. Nah, we just drafted 2 quarterbacks in the same draft.
I'm going to see my Eagles play this year, man.
Oh, I'm definitely going to a game.
Yeah, fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly.
It's all about if I'm going to Philadelphia or I'm going to Washington. That's the only 2 choices.
I don't want to see a Panthers game.
No, I'm not. They don't play Panthers.
No, I'm just saying. I'm
going to a Panthers game. I want to see Bryce Young, and I want to see that country nigga from South Carolina. What's the name? Leggett.
I don't want to see.
I want to see how well he done.
The Hornets either.
No, I'm going to a Hornets game.
Charlotte sports is ass.
It is, but I'm gonna go to a Hornets game.
If I go to a Hornets game, it'll be a Knicks game.
I'm sitting on the wood. I'm going because the Pistons, but.
You can get floor seats.
That's what I said. That's
all right. Let me ask you. Oh yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You remind me of yourself.
Feet on the woods.
You remind me of yourself. Have you ever wore a Pistons jersey?
I got one.
That mean 4. You wear it. Have
yeah,
you ever wore a Pistons?
I wore it. Yes.
Have you ever seen someone wear a Pistons jersey in public?
Not here.
No, because I heard somebody talking about it on the podcast, and I thought about it. I never seen nobody wear a Pistons jersey.
I've seen mad people wear Pistons jerseys.
I'm not talking about in Detroit.
No, I'm talking about when I lived in Florida. I've always had a Pistons jersey. When I lived in Florida, I've seen other players.
What Pistons jersey did you see?
It's either Grant Hill or Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
And which I have both of those.
Have you ever seen anybody wear a Pacers jersey?
I've never seen a Pacers jersey being worn.
What other NBA team could you think of that you've never seen somebody wear a jersey?
Shit. Let me see. Bucks. I've never seen nobody wear a Bucks jersey.
That's nasty.
Yeah, I've never seen nobody wear
think
a
about
Bucks
that.
Jersey.
That's nasty.
I've never seen anyone wear a OKC jersey.
I think that's going to change.
Yeah, that's going to change this year.
Then again, I don't know. I don't know.
I've never seen anybody wear a Cleveland jersey outside of a LeBron jersey.
Cavaliers?
Yep. Outside of a LeBron jersey, no one has never worn a Cleveland jersey.
Facts.
I've seen people. It's probably easier to say how many people.
You seen
people
Nets?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen the Brooklyn Nets, not the Jersey. New Jersey Nets? No.
Okay.
Brooklyn, because them jerseys are fire. That all black is crazy. With the white piping, crazy. Mm-hmm. Shit,
Nuggets.
But I have, though.
I seen the old school Nuggets.
That's what I'm about to say, the old school Nuggets. And I seen someone wear a Melo jersey, but the old school version.
Yeah,
of the
that's the yellow and blue jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's epic.
Because remember, they came out shoes with those for those.
Yeah, yeah.
They came out with foams.
They did.
With those. So I've seen that. I've never seen a woman wear a Jazz jersey. I never seen no one wear a Utah Jazz, same thing.
It's crazy.
When I've never seen question, a Memphis Grizzly.
I didn't think it would be this
never
many
seen
teams.
A fucking think about it. I never seen no one wear a motherfucking Warriors jersey until Steph Curry and them start getting nice.
Nah, nobody want a Warriors jersey.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't been that many Clippers either.
I saw one person when he wore a Darius Miles jersey.
That boy could have been special.
That boy could have been special. But that was it, bro. That was it. I think the teams that you definitely see, you see Lakers, you see Knicks, you see Orlando, but because of how Orlando's jerseys look, that pinstripe is crazy.
There haven't been any new Magic jerseys, though.
I haven't seen
no recent players.
I ain't seen nobody. I ain't seen nobody recently wear no Knicks jersey. No Knicks players. No recent Knicks players.
Nah, you got Melo jerseys.
Recent.
Melo considered recent last 20 years. Melo just went to the Hall of Fame.
You're right.
Oh, you mean like this current decade? Yeah. Impressive.
I've never seen anyone wear his jersey.
Well, I'm from New York, though, so I'm biased. I got to think outside.
We got to think outside of New York. You just told me outside of Detroit.
Nah, I was.
And then I lied. I saw someone wear a Pistons jersey 2 weeks ago, right here in Clay.
Well, you got that from TJ Maxx.
Huh? They don't sell them Pistons jerseys at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, Marshalls has everything. TJ Maxx, yeah, they got it.
I go to both of them places. I don't see it. I shop for my boys there. I have never seen a jersey in that place.
Because he got it. It was only
don't
one.
Don't be dissing my shit, man.
It was only one.
And he had a Cade Cunningham jersey. So he was definitely. And I asked him, I said, yo, you a Pistons fan? And then he said he's from Detroit. So I was like,
that don't count. He brought that shit down from Detroit.
Right. I was like, all right, cool. Because he was like, why? I said, I'm a Pistons fan. So that's why I asked.
You see Cade Cunningham making All-NBA this year? First, second, or third team?
Second team, yes.
Second team?
Yes. Yeah.
So you think he's a top 5 point guard?
Right now?
Yeah. I ain't asking potentially. I'm saying right now.
Yeah, right now.
He's top 5 right now.
Right now, with the point guards that's in the league right now.
So when you say top 5, you saying he's number 5?
Yeah. He might be 5.
I can't argue that.
He might be 6 rolling into 5.
Okay. I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time today. I don't know.
Because number 1 is Brunson. Number 1 is Brunson.
Oh my God. This show's about to be over.
Number 1 is
Hold Brunson. Up, wait a minute. What the fuck, man? Yo, son, listen. Hey, yo. I don't know what's going on with this guy. What is happening?
Hey, yo.
What is happening right now? I got to holler at E, man. Something ain't right. This ain't even fun. What is going on here? This dude just said Jaden Brunson number 1 and Cade Cunningham number 5 or 6. Yeah. Yo, this dude is just on point today. This is crazy. What's that game of NBA Jams when the dude get on fire?
Right, he's on fire.
He doing flips and dunking on 20 people right now. But go ahead. You cooking.
You're crazy as hell, man. But yeah, Brunson number 1. Number, I'm going to skip 2, but number 3 is he got hurt though in the finals, but it's old boy from the Pacers.
Oh, Halliburton.
Yeah, Halliburton number 3 for me.
Does Ja Morant even make it in your top 5 as point guard?
He don't make it nowhere right now for me.
I don't know if he ever will be.
Nah, I think he's
almost like the asterisk guy.
Him and Zion Williamson have been a total fucking. Disappointment.
I said last year.
Total fucking disappointment.
In very separate times, I don't want either one of those guys on my team. Nope. And it was always people arguing with me. I'm like, yo, first of
total
all.
Total fucking disappointment.
What position should Zion Williamson play?
Uber talented. The boy, when he plays.
What he position plays, should he play?
But he need to leave these bad body bitches alone.
That ain't his problem, bro. He's just ass. He plays 40 games a year, 50 games a year.
Stay hurt.
What position does he play?
I don't know.
He's a 6'5 power forward with a 50-inch vertical.
But he can handle the rock very well, son.
So where do you put him?
I would personally put him at the fucking 3.
And then he can't shoot. You know what I'm saying?
We never really saw him shoot.
He can't shoot. He can't shoot. He just never
He's
even
worked left-handed. On it. It just looked
He weird. Can't shoot. He's never worked on it. He's just never even tried. Really?
You be throwing that shit around. Son.
He never tried. Watch him play, bro. He hates it if he has to shoot a jumper. He's almost looking at you like, why'd you give me the ball? I know I'm open, but you know this ain't what I do.
But see, a 3 is a small forward. So that's more of a slash anyway. He's, you know, it's different caliber to it. So
you're talking unk basketball. We're talking basketball today.
But we're looking at analytics. They want you to just take it to the hole. They'd rather you shoot a three or take it to the cup. He's doing what analytics say he should do, take it to the cup. Now, if he shot a mid-range, I could see the team doing this. Ah, what the fuck? Oh, no. Like, what are we doing?
I don't understand that. Tuesday.
I don't either, but I can see that. Especially with the Pelicans, they be big on analytics, and they be wrong.
Coach don't like me. Wrong. Coach don't like me because I'm water from mid-range.
Right. I don't know, man. They're a major disappointment, man. I haven't got back to my top five. But I know Cade is five. I know Halliburton is three. That's I know Brunson list. Is one. Two might come out of the West. It might come out of the West for me as I'm sitting there thinking. Because the Bucks don't have a point guard.
You count Luka as a point?
No, I don't. What is I it? Never counted Luka as a point. I don't know why they keep making him a point.
But he is.
He shouldn't be.
What should he do?
He a better two guard, man.
If he's at the two, he's going to demand a trade. He's demanding a trade right now.
His dribbling skills aren't good enough to really handle the ride. If you notice, he doesn't bring the ball up the court, really. He really goes sets up, or he stands on the wing and then runs to the front of the 3-point line at half to catch the ball at the half and then do what he do.
Yeah, give me the ball, Nick.
You know what I'm saying?
James Harden?
That shit ain't been effective.
You ain't got James Harden up there?
I got James at six.
You got Kate at six?
No, I got Kate at five. I said Kate at five, okay. Harden at six. Harden at six, Halliburton at three, your man at one. I want to say Ben Carroll, but he's not a point guard.
What you call Shea?
Shea is he might be number two there. Shea number two.
I don't know what he is then, neither, bro.
Shea just be hooping. Balling, son.
Like, he's really not a point.
Balling, son. He just be hooping.
Coach, take me out. I'm not guarding this guy no more.
He just be balling, son.
The nigga just move too slow for me,
And it's like control, too, bro.
I do not like that guy, son.
Shit, man.
Point guard conversation has never
it's
been
so
this
hard right now. Yeah, it's so hard in this era right now.
Yeah, you almost have to think who actually has one.
Yeah. And I'm running down teams, and I'm trying to think about their PGs.
Well, I mean,
and I'm
you know, Bucks Dame is gone. He's not going to play.
But he's never really been no point guard neither.
But that's his position. Yeah. You got Lonzo Ball.
But Lonzo number like.
I would never rank him in the top five.
Me neither.
He's a circus attraction.
Top 10. He can ball, though. Stop that, bro.
That don't mean you can't play. The circus ain't entertaining?
I say this. He might be what.
So the circus is not entertaining?
Yeah, circus. He might be what the Cavs needed.
The who?
The Cavs. Because he got traded to the Cavs.
Lonzo?
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. That's not what I meant. No, Lonzo's definitely not top five. He's not even top 10. Who? Lonzo's good coming off the bench. Great off the bench. I meant Melo.
Lonzo better than his brother as a point guard.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Nah, you tripping.
Lonzo's way better as a point guard than Melo.
You're talking about a structured floor general. That's not what I'm talking about. Lonzo's not going to make no all-star teams. Melo's going to be all-star every year. So it's hard for you to
say. He barely been one recently.
There's no such thing as barely being an all-star.
He been, an all-star one time?
He ain't been in the league but so long, he stays hurt.
You saying every year he'll be an all-star. He only looks good because he's not on his ass. If he was on any other team, that shit not going to fly that he does, bro. And I like Son.
Didn't I just call him a circus attraction?
But you said Lonzo.
No, so I'm talking about Melo being a circus attraction. Lonzo's not a circus attraction.
Lonzo is way better as a PG than his little brother.
Oh, man. His pop's going to call you in 5 minutes.
His little brother's a star. I'll give him that.
He's a star?
Because of that circus attraction. Nigga, circus attractions. His stars is
I said circus attraction.
No, you I'm wanted, just going off of what you said now.
You want to you shut the show down.
It. You changed it.
Bro, you knew you had to have known, bro. I said the wrong name.
Nah, man, I ain't no bro.
Nobody's going to ask you about Lonzo being a top 5 point guard. He's coming off the bench.
Because he's been hurt. That's going to change. That's going to change for him with
Darius Garland's an all-star.
Darius Garland about to be up out of there, bro.
Why?
They're going to trade him. He don't like it there. He don't like that shit there. He don't like it there. It's time. They got time.
Nigga, you pay me. Right, you pay me 20 million. I'm good. I ain't gotta like you, Shay.
He don't like it there. He
got, I ain't gotta like you, Shay.
And the way he didn't show up in the playoffs proves it.
Spider never shows up in the playoffs.
He was the one that keeping them alive this playoffs.
How? They died.
That's only because he played y'all. No, they ain't even play y'all.
They didn't get that far.
They played against the Pacers, who beat everybody in the East.
Yeah, Miles Turner's gone.
Oh, yeah, they done. And then Halliburton out for the whole season. He's gone for the whole season.
Hey, Tank can get a lottery pick, B.
That's a possibility.
And they won't be doing it on purpose. They might mess around and win anyway.
Think so?
Rick, no. I really don't.
You don't think so?
No, I'm just talking shit on that one, G.
What fuck is this? Oh. You be sending me shit? I don't be know what's going on.
Because you're popular, son. They like you with your knees out.
We're not going to do that out again. It's summertime, bro. You got
sunset dies out. We inside, son.
It's summertime, son.
Son, this dude just had on a fucking sweatshirt 2 episodes ago. Now he got to be thighs out 2 weeks straight because he got some new lotion. He saw that Cam, that Cam dude interview.
And you see I named the episode thighs out too last episode? Thighs out, right now.
I would never mention that to you. When I saw that, I said, this guy's just too much. Man.
Yeah, and you see the thumbnail too, the thumbnail for the thighs out episode? Fire.
I just have nothing to say to you.
We winning, bro. We winning out here, son.
Yo, everybody stealing the name and all that shit.
Yo, I'm not going to discuss that fully yet because I'm waiting.
I'm not discussing it. I said what I said.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
That ain't no conversation.
Ain't no conversation.
Somebody did it.
Yeah, they did. Yo, quick one, man. We never talked about this. Nas opening a restaurant / casino.
Love it.
Out there in Queens, matter of fact. Isn't it? Is it Queens or is it Jersey?
Queens get the money, son.
Yeah, I like that, man.
I mean,
and it's like high-end luxury restaurant / casino, man. We might need to go check that out.
I ain't gonna stay long.
Huh?
So they say luxury. I know I ain't staying long. I know I ain't staying long.
We're just going to eat, play a little blackjack.
Give me a $40 salad. I get it.
Go eat, play a blackjack, a little salmon,
I don't do no gambling. I watch.
Little blackjack, little salmon, $100 hands.
I haven't played blackjack in 30 years. I don't even remember how to play.
Now, I thought about doing something for my birthday, man, doing like a casino type style birthday party.
You just making up shit?
No, I'm not saying that. Like,
no, I know somebody actually did
like
that.
Like, I really, that's I know somebody. It.
No, I know somebody did it in Syracuse. It was a bank vault that people use.
Yo, that's crazy because I'm thinking about a bank vault in Durham. Durham has a bank vault. You can go in. It's a speakeasy.
I'm telling you, I know somebody that did it.
That's fire.
And the pictures came out crazy.
Yeah, I've been really thinking about that because I turned 45 this year. And my mother turned 70 this year, and I think I'm going to focus on her birthday, being that she turned 70. I think I'm going to focus on her birthday, and we're planning on throwing a big party for her.
It's a young woman, man. It's a young woman.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah.
Hold mom
and,
down,
you know,
man.
She had a lot going on, so I'll defer my Hold birthday party down. This year to throw something for her. The great thing is she doesn't watch the podcast, and if she does, she doesn't watch it this long. So I don't have to worry about her knowing what we're planning on doing. But
see, this is gonna be the episode she watched.
Right, that's a possibility. But we're definitely gonna do that. Next, is the way music being rolled out still important? Like music rollouts, is that still important? Like you as an artist right now, is that something like the way I roll out these records or roll out a full project? Is that still like something that people really take the time to do?
Take the time to do now.
Right.
Does it matter? Yes. I don't think a lot of people take the time to do. A lot of people now, they'll just put out some shit.
Right.
And I guess that could be considered a strategy, just put something out. Hey, my EP is out right now, bro. I've had some singles that I just put out. I like it. DJ's already jumped on it. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. It's on Bandcamp.
Right.
And then you have situations where you do it.
Single,
roll it out with a video.
Right.
From an independent perspective, I really don't know how much it matters in this saturated market. I mean, I really don't.
I personally don't think single rollouts are important. I think you should just put the music out and just let people know that this particular single, unless you plan on like working it, running a radio and different things like that. Unless it's one of those singles where you like, yo, this is gonna jumpstart my album. Or a major EP that's being released, Other than that, I think just put the music out. Albums, EPs, I think it should, because EPs are the new mixtape. I think it should be time and thought into how you putting the music out, who you go interview, who you go to interview with, photos that you take, publications. Because, yes, it's not a whole lot of publications out anymore, but I think it's a lot of stuff online that's still relevant to what you're doing as an artist, where you can curate something. That's what I'm looking for.
I hear you.
I love what the Clips did with their new project, how they curated their whole rollout.
But see, that's my thing. when you're talking about...
But that's a major act.
Yeah.
Right.
And my problem with independent artists is they'll look at that model, and instead of using that for inspiration, they'll use it as a blueprint. And you can't do what they did.
You can do it on a smaller scale.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, but you still have...
But you still have to take the time to scale it down and be realistic. A lot of people quit because they aim for that, and when they don't get that, they just give up and they say, "Oh, these people don't want to hear us anymore." There's a way to do it.
Right, it's definitely a way to
I'm more to the point of if you're gonna saturate the market, have a consistent way of getting it. Like you said, you got your levels of media, you got your DJs, you got your relevant blogs. Some blogs are still relevant, not a lot of them.
Not a lot. Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some that are.
Yeah.
Maybe you can focus on that. And then once your name has a level of consistency, you know, everything kind of falls into place.
Yo, I think, but even with the rollouts, content creation, I'm giving away some sauce because I'm utilizing some of it. But, you can curate and develop your own interviews. You could put together all your own interviews. You could sit down with someone like, hey, I want this person to interview me. This person don't have to be well-known. As long as you do a back-and-forth setup style like this and y'all have a back-and-forth dialogue about the project, you could curate all of that yourself. Man,
you could be a dickhead and interview yourself, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, Dennis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's all an EPK is. It's just an interview of yourself.
Well, people love a visual.
Yeah.
You know, I try to take
a quality visual.
Bro, I like to take a visual from anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody play your music somewhere, just record the shit. You know, during your sessions, you know,
I'm just talking about rollout-wise. Build all that stuff up leading up. Release these pieces. Capsule pieces.
At the end of the day, you still gotta have quality music.
And then drop your music. Well, I mean, that should always be the.
A lot of people forget about that part.
I don't think a lot of people forget about it. I think people think they should have quality. Man,
you can roll the fuck all you want to roll. You can AI all the fuck you want to AI.
Right.
You can make this fake ass image all you want to make. That music be some garbage. It's gonna be some garbage.
That's a fact.
Even though I'm an action star.
Yeah, he was wrong.
And I act quite bizarre.
Yeah, he was wrong for that.
What?
But I don't like Aries Spears jumping in there, making it seem like he.
I wouldn't call him corny as fuck. I wouldn't call
Aries Spears is a corny ass nigga.
But you know what's funny?
Corny ass.
It's funny. Being from New York, when I hear people use New York as an excuse to acting a certain way,
right?
I just kind of cringe.
But y'all do, I mean, not you, but New Yorkers do that a lot.
Do what?
That. What you just said.
What do they do?
By saying, I'm from New York, and make that as a litmus test on why they can say or do what they want to
do.
A lady said that shit to me.
A lot of times, this is what I'm saying. A lot of times, those people do not represent New York whatsoever.
Bro, I stopped at McDonald's to get some fries, bro. Grab me some fries.
Ask some of them people where they from, bro.
And this lady, yo, she was, I'm here.
Cap.
She's standing where you are, and she doing this, like, moving back. I said, yo, what are you doing all that for? She was like, you're standing too close. I said, man, we have at least enough space for two people to be in between us. I'm not standing that close to you. I said, how about this? Since you waiting on something, just move over there if you think. I'm getting ready to place an order.
Bro,
and the first thing she said to me, I'm from New York. We stay how we want to stay. I said, your ass live down south right now because your broke ass couldn't afford to be in New York.
That's a cheap shot.
I'm like, yo, yeah, it was cheap. It was a cheap shot to the motherfucker.
That wasn't good.
It wasn't.
I didn't like that.
She was doing too much.
That has nothing to do with New York.
I'm from New York.
I grew up
and she said, I'm from Brooklyn. And I got mad Brooklyn people. I'm from Brooklyn.
I grew up taking the subway. How much space do you have? What is she talking about?
I don't know, bro.
And they asked Aries Spears about the Clips. He said he never heard of them. He's from New York. Us in New York, we don't care about what's outside of New York. I'm like, that's not true.
Not at all.
The Clips will sell out a show in New York anytime they do one.
Every time.
So what are you saying? Like, come on, bro. So New York don't love J. Cole?
He lives in New York. Be out there all the time.
So what niggas be talking about?
Aries Spears corny, bro. He corny.
Stop using New York as a reason to be out of pocket, man. I don't understand that, son.
He corny.
That's crazy to me. Hip hop is hip hop, man. You can't tell me you a fan of hip hop and you never heard of the Clips. Even if you don't like it, that's fine. You have a right to like what you like. But you never heard of them?
Right.
So you never heard of Pusha T?
So far, that project is incredible. I mean, quality.
Incredible?
Yes, it's incredible.
It's a serious word.
Yeah, you can say what you want to say. That shit is incredible.
I didn't say anything. You don't want to talk.
Incredible. Okay. High quality production, high quality mixing and mastering.
I would hope so.
Incredible bars, man. They structured that project very well. At first, I was skeptical of the first song of the project, but when you listen to it, you're like, oh, shit.
Malice or Pusha T?
No, I like them both. I don't pick any between the two. They both shine depending on how they set up.
Politically correct ass nigga.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got it.
Sometimes Malice shines. Sometimes Pusha shines. I like that concept they did with their parents dying 4 months apart from each other and how Pusha rapped about his last interaction with his mom and Malice rapped about his last interactions with his dad. And then Malice was the one that found both of his parents dead.
I prefer them together. Then I push it to your album.
Nah, I like them. I like them either way because I love.
Pusha that doesn't mean albums. I don't like them either way. Yeah. I said I prefer but
I
them
do,
together.
I do like them together. I like that.
Well, I understand you just want to be contradictory.
Nah, man. I like Pusha T by himself.
I didn't say I didn't like him by himself. Was fire I said by himself. I prefer them together.
But they fire together. They definitely fire together.
Okay.
They definitely fire together. It's a good stark contrast.
One fire can't be hotter than the other one.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm going to play along. You gotta disagree with me. I get it. We agreed too much for one day.
I don't know.
Just disagree with me for no reason.
I think, in today's market, do first week numbers still matter or is it the totality numbers of your overall project?
It don't matter, man.
It shouldn't matter.
But I will say this.
If you was running a label, that would matter.
Well, I mean, analytics matter if you're a GM.
Right.
But do they really matter as far as winning basketball? You know what I'm saying? Like, but they have their place.
Right.
But I just hate when now fans, I hate hip-hop fans, man, just like I hate basketball fans sometimes. Like, you can put out a project, 13,000 sales in the first week. Ha, 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 ha. Nigga.
Right.
What you think niggas is doing right now?
Right.
13 grand your first week is kind of okay right now.
Right.
Like, but people don't understand the difference. It's almost like with NBA players, when they get $30 million contracts, oh, he's not worth $30 million. I'm like, what you think these niggas is making? Niggas is about to get $80 million contracts.
Oh, yeah. $80 million what?
Good niggas is about to start making $80 million a year. Oh. Yeah, good niggas. These superstars.
It's getting close. It's getting damn close.
Son, they getting 2 year 150s.
Shay just, what? He just.
He got 148 or some shit.
Yeah. I thought it was 248. Might be. I know it was an extension.
He's getting about 70 a year, Chet, man, at the end.
Chet just signed an extension, too.
That's what I'm saying. He so if this guy is getting 50, 60 million a year,
right?
How much you think somebody like Miles Turner is going to get?
Yeah, he just racked up and...
So that's what I'm saying. But people will be like, man, he don't deserve that. What are we actually saying when we say a player doesn't deserve getting something?
I don't know, man.
When the owner is sitting there with billions.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I damn sure agree.
But these brothers get their money, man.
But yeah, I agree. I think numbers and totality of a project is way more important when on shelf life wise. I think we almost had an hour, bro. Let's make this the last topic.
All right, then I got something for you.
Okay. Is calling a man sensitive an insult? Yes or no?
Well, I don't know. Depends on how you take it or in context. Like, I had a close friend of mine just lost his mother, man. He's been crying a lot lately. And, we talked about crying. And, there's nothing wrong with crying.
No.
Bro, I cry in a car listening to gospel music, bro, because, I'm watching my dad fight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not holding that shit in.
Right, you should.
You know what I'm saying? Holding that shit in is what puts you in places where you flare up, you explode.
Right.
And matter of fact, we talked about following societal standards.
Right.
Society standards tell us that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
No, I don't think
especially with you being a married man, you have to have a level of emotions. You can't walk around being a robot.
I haven't cried in a long time, but I get it.
That doesn't mean you just cry all the time.
Right.
That's just kind of... You know what I mean? I don't want to say a word for it. If you cry all the time, maybe that's your thing. You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know. If you cry all the time, you might need to talk to somebody, man. Talk to your close friend. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't... It's just, you know, lately I've cried more than I usually would, but it's because of certain circumstances.
Right.
But that's not like, it shouldn't be a lifestyle of tears.
Nah, you're right.
But my tears aren't even pain. It's just, you know, I shed a tear, wipe my eyes, come in, do the podcast. It ain't nothing. It's just natural emotions.
Shit that going on, right.
Now, if you sobbing and woo-wooing, I mean, that's like a deeper situation there. You got to really maybe take a deep dive and see what it is. But like a lot of people, the things they're crying over are just pain within themselves. It's almost just like with depression. A lot of people confuse depression with, you know, attempting to be something that is impossible. Mm. Like, you're not even broke. You just want to be rich. It's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
Your bills are paid. You got a car outside to drive. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can't take that trip to Cancun. Maybe you can't take that trip to Dubai. Right. But you can go to Miami.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't even know why I said Miami.
But you're right.
Yeah, but see, some of these people, and a lot of women are like that. They act like they're depressed because they're single. They got these kids, separate baby daddies. Maybe they're not getting, whoa. That's not depression all the time. Sometimes maybe it is, but sometimes it's not. You just made a lot of mistakes in life you don't want to hold yourself accountable for.
Oh, my God. That's a whole nother topic.
Well, holding yourself accountable is painful.
Right.
But the pain don't last forever. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to have to overcome it because you did it.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Right. And I hate when they do the accountable thing and put it in context of men and women. You know, they love to say, a lot of men love to say women don't like to hold themselves accountable. Men, you know, women like to say we don't hold ourselves accountable. Truth of it is, people don't like to hold themselves accountable.
Yeah.
Now, I think this is my opinion.
Do a lot better with holding themselves accountable.
I think within relationships, men do. Within life, I think men can do better holding themselves accountable. But within relationships, I don't think women hold themselves accountable at all. And I don't have no problem saying that because every time a woman breaks up with somebody, it's always the man's fault.
Always.
Argue with your mammy. We talked about it on probably episode 22.
Yep.
When a woman breaks up with a guy, you never hardly. That's a matter of fact, when we had the pod with the principal.
Yep.
She was speaking on levels of accountability that we've never had on the show.
Never had on the show. We only had two women.
You know, and she spoke levels of accountability the whole show. Education, life, everything. And I think it was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because just there's not many situations to where there's not fault on both sides.
I definitely want to do a panel discussion one day. We set up a dope panel discussion. Men and women have a conversation.
Well,
I think that'd be fine.
It's gonna be dope. I mean, we know some open-minded women that can give some great input. Yeah, we had two great ones on the show. Yeah. I had another one that I wanted to bring in because one time we talked about having three women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's still in New York.
Right.
But, there's some dope, man. There's dope people out here, man. And we say it all the time. There's dope people. I'm never going to be one to just bash women.
Never.
Or even bash men. There's some dope people out here, man. It's just a lot of times dope people don't get to be in the same room.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Even with podcasts, there's some dope podcasts out here. And I'm not talking about the numbers.
I'm not talking about the ratings. Talk about that shit.
There are some dope podcasts out here that they're really, really talking about some great stuff.
Great conversations being had.
Yeah. Then you got the dudes talking about fingers in their butt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. It's duality, though.
I mean,
it's a level of duality, man.
Somebody said level of duality. All right. Go ahead, boss.
Well, go ahead. You said you got something before we wrap up. What's up?
Walk with me.
All right.
Nah, B, you need to relax.
All right. We got it.
I got two for you.
All right.
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, my God.
He claims to have had the best career ever in a Miami Heat uniform, but he wasn't the best player ever in a Miami Heat uniform.
I agree. I walk with him.
Okay.
Walk with him. Okay. I walk with him. Well, now.
I thought that would be simple.
Yeah. I walk with him.
Steve Francis.
Oh, my God. This nigga.
Steve Francis, on the podcast, has said he would beat Baron Davis in a one-on-one matchup.
Now?
Yes, 11-0.
Never. Fuck out. What was that shit? Walk with me or?
Nah, B. You need to relax.
Nah, B. B, BD still get big.
He said 11 nothing though.
Never, son.
If he would have said I'll beat him 11-9,
I might be. All right, cool. I say maybe. That's any of us. Yeah,
but
11 zip.
Nah, yo, BD.
BD on a bum whole right leg is giving you.
You know how hard it is to beat somebody 11 to nothing?
It's giving you 8 points. Like, nah, man. Nah, Francis. Man. Steve Francis fresh off the crack pipe?
He wasn't on crack, man.
I know, man. My bad.
He looked like it, but
he do look like it.
He had some sickness going on.
Okay.
Now, his antics while he was sick.
Crackish.
He was very crackish.
He was crackish.
That's why people thought it was that. I don't know why he was acting so crazy. And I hate the word crazy, but I don't know why he was acting so reckless.
Right. It was borderline eating Vaseline online.
Yo, the crazy thing, there wasn't nothing wrong with Stephon Marbury. And when he talks about it, it makes you wonder, like, bro, why did you even do that?
Because he's stupid, bro.
Basically, yeah, you got people thinking you, Shine, you got people thinking you crazy and nothing's wrong with you. He was like, I went viral before people knew what viral was. I was out here eating Vaseline and y'all was thinking I was crazy. Yeah, we thought you was crazy. You ate Vaseline. What if you'd have died from it?
He wasn't the first person to go viral, but I
mean, you know.
He's wild, bro. Let's be claiming shit that be so untrue, bro.
You don't niggas swear they originated
everything. Just did that shit a few years ago.
You know, dudes always be acting like that Soulja Boy shit. Yo, nobody did it.
Before I did it.
Nah, yo, I said I was going to start doing it online. I'm going to start saying I'm making all y'all old niggas want to rap again. That's going to be my line.
I mean, I say around here you are. I mean, Trooper told you the reason why I picked up the pen again.
Thing to say. you just bored.
I am bored.
You just bored.
But, you know what I mean? There's a couple of niggas. I know for a fact you niggas is rhyming because bro rhyming. I know for a fact.
They might need to chill.
Motherfucker can't tell me you ain't. Nah. You lying in a motherfucker if you say you ain't.
Yeah. Some of y'all.
Cap it.
Some of y'all need to relax, yo, because I ain't. Hey, what's this, July? I still got 3 more EPs to drop before this year out.
Hey, cap it. Yo. I ain't got nothing else to add. Man, got anything? End us off, bro.
I'm going to end it off with be kind to yourself.
Yes.
I'm talking to myself now and also my brother. Be kind to yourself. Have empathy. A lot of times we put so much energy in having empathy and being kind to others, we forget to take the time to be kind to ourselves, take time to unpack. Take time to decompress. I mean, I took some time yesterday and spent some time with my niece, and very therapeutic. It was very therapeutic, and you know, now you go back to life, go back to reality, man. People always say to take time for yourself. A lot of times we tell other people to take time for themselves, but rarely do we take time for ourselves. Now, I ain't talking about going out to get drunk or going out to get the company of a lady. That's all good too, but you know, find things that make you feel good, put you in a position of relaxation, put you in a position where you can kind of exhale.
Right.
We got to have those and forgive yourself, because sometimes you're going to make bad choices. Sometimes you might come up short. We can't dwell on those things. We can't dwell on the things we can't control. Too many times we get bogged up in life situations and we insert ourselves and we internalize things we can't control. Before you know it, you don't waste 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's real.
If not longer, depending on how long you linger on things. And we've all had friends that'll tell us about situations. And the shit happened like 4 or 5 days ago. And like they're still holding on to it. And nothing got done in them 4 or 5 years. You know, 4 or 5 days. You know, like every day we should be taking steps to reach whatever goals we have. And we can't allow things that make us feel down to hold us down. And it goes back to our support groups. Right. And it goes back to our friend half moons.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? We got to depend on each other. We got to support each other. We got to pull each other up. We can't allow each other to fall apart, man. Check on your strong friend. There's a reason sometimes when they get silent. You know, sometimes that ear is all they might need. You know, sometimes they need that laugh. Sometimes they might need that smile. Sometimes they might need that company. Sometimes they might need that quick call. Yo, yeah. Just checking on you, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so be kind to yourself. Have empathy. Don't forget yourself. Check on your strong friends.
Yep. Yo, it's funny you even say that, man, because that's literally the post I created recently where I talked about my thoughts. And continue to slow me down, this, that, and the third. And I was like, and then I ended it with some, because I was posting those little AI photos and
I
was just been doing shit, just fucking with folks. And then I posted at the end, this could be some bullshit.
It looked like a gospel album. Thing on.
It wasn't that particular, it was this one.
No, I saw it. It still looked like a gospel album.
I might, man, I might start preaching.
I'm done on that.
Yo, you could.
Nah.
You're not going to back
go ahead,
me
go
up?
Ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
You're not going
to. Go ahead and stop,
come
man.
Come on, man. Your dad's a preacher? You going to be like.
Yo, listen.
You know what I mean? We run a church.
I don't have any church jokes today.
We run a church, bro.
Nah, because you're going to start a whole other podcast. I'll go in on that topic, bro. I'm not going to do it right now.
All right, guys, man. This is the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
Jay Dot is who I am. I Love Matt is the brand.
I think it's, what, episode 150?
Episode too many for you to try to take our name.
Right. We out, yo. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.